individual drills, take a little 7-on-7. That's about it. You know, just trying to get better every day. That's about it. You know, just like what he's been doing. You know, we've been in this thing now going on 6 weeks, you know, and everybody in that quarterback room really has gotten better, each in their own individual stage of the offense. And so he's really improved his knowledge of our offense, his knowledge of defensive football. And, you know, he's doing what he can do out on the field, which is, you know, very good for us anytime he's out there doing things on the field. And he's getting better every day.
What do you think about Watt paying for the funerals and going down to Disney?
I think it's incredible. I mean, you know, what J.J.'s done in a philanthropic way for this city is incredible. And, you know, people say it all the time, you know, our hearts go out to Santa Fe, but it's more than that. It's a complicated subject. You know, I've heard a lot of different opinions on it over the last week, and it's a horrendous thing. You know, I have two young sons, and you send them to school, and, you know, you're sending them to, you know, the safest place that you know. And when these things are happening in these schools, it's a terrible thing. And, you know, we have to all come together. Obviously, politicians mainly need to come together and get it right. Whatever the answer is, they need to come together and get it right, because it's got to stop happening. But what JJ's done, I mean, nothing surprises me with JJ. He really cares about Houston. He cares about people. And it's a great thing.
You said get it right. What would be in your version of get it right?
Yeah, I'm not going to go down the political. I'm a football coach. You know, I've heard whether it be NBA coaches or NFL coaches have had their opinions on it, and I respect everybody's opinion, but you know, something's wrong when there's 22 mass shootings in the last, whatever it is, 6 months in schools in this country. Something's wrong. And, you know, to me, it starts with what the laws are, what politicians set to be the laws, and the communication that has to take place to enact, you know, laws that are in place where schools are safe, because it's ridiculous right now. It's horrendous that a, you know, a 17-year-old kid can, you know, bring a gun into a school and murder 10 people. That's horrible.
Practicing football here, it looks like you already have some great competition out here early on.
Yeah, no, it's a great group of guys. They've really worked hard. They've competed at every step that we've asked them to compete. They've been really good in the meetings. They've paid attention. They've tried to do what we're asking them to do on the field, trying to get a little bit better every day. You know, it's only May, but you know, it's been a really good group to work with, no doubt about it.
OTAs are voluntary. What do you think about the amount of participation?
It's been fantastic, Stephanie. I mean, we've had 100% participation. You know, here and there we've had maybe somebody's son or daughter was sick and they had to stay home, or maybe they had to go visit somebody in the hospital, a sick relative or whatever it is. But they always do a great job of communicating with me as to whether they're going to be there or not. And I would say 99% of the time it's been 100% attendance. And I think that's great, because, you know, this is the time of year where you can really lay a good foundation. And, you know, you got new players that you've added to the mix. They get to know each other. And it's been a great group to work with, no doubt about it.
Talking about the foundation, is that your message? This is where it starts?
Yeah, you have to start, you know, somewhere. I mean, we don't have any pads on. The true test will be when pads go on. It's a contact sport. But here's when you lay your foundation. You put in your base systems in all three phases, and you try to get a little bit better. It's mainly a passing camp. It's a teaching camp. It's a non-contact camp. But you're trying to do as good a job as you can to teach everybody what your culture is, your philosophy, things like that.
When you look at the players that you've added to the secondary, it seems like they're all very physical. Is that something that's important?
I think so. I mean, look, I think you have to have some physicality to play at any position in this league. And I think that you know, when you look at the way our defense plays, I think we have to get back to being a physical defense. You know, that's what we want to do. And so the more players we can add that are good tacklers, that understand how to play in that way, is going to be good for our team.
Take two more from Luke Fuller this year, now that he's in his third year and healthy.
Yeah, he's had a really good couple of days out here. You know, he's a really good route runner. He's just he's a real good guy to work with. He's very smart. He's smooth. I think it takes a while to develop at receiver. You know, I think it takes, you know, 1 year, 2 years, especially if you're dealing with injuries. So if he can stay healthy, I think he's got a real, real good potential in our offense. You hear that siren? I don't mess with lightning, guys.
See you later.